What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 387, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
Your sleepy co-host, right? No. Yeah, I had a little power nap before this. I was up late, like Sunday night till 1 a.m., and then last night I didn't go to bed till midnight, and so I'm just a little
I can't do naps.
Slow.
I can't either. The naps just not
make it worse.
Like they make it worse. They make you more tired. So I try to power through it. Yeah. But we skipped last week because it was a holiday. How was your Thanksgiving?
Just good. My dad came into town for a little while and got to see him. Hadn't seen him since the spring. He's out of state working on a project. So that was nice to see him. Yeah, I got to see lots of family. We got a ton of snow over the weekend. Like on Saturday, we got 8 inches of snow, which is
crazy.
The most since 2014 in a single day. So yeah, it was awesome.
I don't miss it, but sometimes I do. But just for like that day that you get the big snow and then like I just want it to be gone. You know what I mean? Like you don't want it to linger on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, most of ours is already melted away.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I had a good Thanksgiving. I got really drunk, ate a lot of food. It was a good time. I think it's like the one day a year I get drunk now. It's just like, oh, I'm taking the day off, you know, I'm going to, you know, indulge a little bit. But yeah, it was good Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody out there had a good Thanksgiving as well. We have a lot to talk about this week. Really cool products, as well as some stuff that we have going on the site and things to come, because it's we're almost in December, man. It's the last month of the year. Can you believe how fast this year's gone by?
I know. I was just talking to somebody at work and just talking about like they're like, what do you mean it's already December, almost December? And they're like, well, yeah, it was just Thanksgiving. So that means it's pretty much December and then the end of the year. And yeah, it's flying by.
Yeah, it has flown by, it seems. It seems crazy to think about. But for everybody who is listening live, or if you are listening later, we do have a full show notes page that is everything that we're going to be talking about this week. So as we talk about things, you can go ahead and click through. And this is all of our articles, all of the reviews. So you can get more information on what we're going to be talking about this week. And we'll go ahead and start things off with the Patriot Viper Elite 5 DDR5 kit. So I took a look at this from Patriot. So this is a 48 gigabyte kit. So 224 gig DIMMs, which is pretty cool, getting that in a dual channel setup, especially, you know, if you were running this on like a small form factor system where you only did have two DIMMs available, getting, instead of doing the 32, getting 48 is definitely nice. If you didn't want to go all the way up to, you know, 232 gig DIMMs for 64. So I kind of like that configuration. But this kit runs at 6,000 megahertz and the timings are 42, 42, 42, 82 at 1.35 volts. As you can see from the picture here, this is RGB memory. And I have to say, out of the Patriot kits that I've taken a look at over the past couple of years, this is probably their best implementation of RGB. And I just feel like the DIMMs themselves are like really refined looking. Like we always talk about like that we have a white heat spreader here, but this black logo and the black logo here makes it so the black PCB doesn't look as bad on a white DIMM. It just kind of, at least for me, it kind of just all comes together really well compared
to previous. Is that just it's a totally flat white piece, right? It's not like, doesn't have any indentations or.
Yeah, it's totally flat. So yeah, it's all flat white. Hmm. It kind of has like a matte kind of color to it. I actually really like it. I like that they brought the diffuser down here too with the Viper logo, which of course is going to light up. And then just a simple little Viper logo on the top. So again, if you're, you know, viewing these from the side, you can go ahead and see that Viper logo. And then the back, of course, just has your normal sticker on it. And they do have their own RGB software. So if you're not a fan of like RGB software in general, They do have their own. So if, like, if you're running, you know, Asus or MSI and you like absolutely hate their software, you don't have to use it. You don't even have to use software in general. The RGB lighting will turn on. But if you want to do any customization, you either have to use your motherboard's RGB software or the Viper gaming software, which is extremely easy to use, has a bunch of different lighting effects. There are eight total dims inside that you can individually change to different colors and set how you want. Here's what that looks like. Very even color across the diffuser, which I like, as you can see. But I really like how it kind of comes down on the side here with that little Viper
little piece. Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. It's something different because you just see the plain dims and just the tops, the diffuser. But this looks really good overall. This is running at 6,000 megahertz, which is going to be really great for AMD if you are running an AMD system. This is actually Patriot's first kit that has the AMD Expo timings. So, you know, typically with most memory, you'd have your Intel XMP timings, but this has AMD Expo timings built in as well as the Intel. So you can run this on either Intel or AMD, no problem. But with the new AMD Expo, it's just super easy to enable that, you know, in your motherboard's BIOS. So again, you can see what these kits look like. Very good overall, good performance overall as well. In our testing, again, we've tested really fast memory, Patriot's own, like Viper Venom, you know. But when it comes to like the 6,000 megahertz kits that we tested, it's pretty much in the middle of that. It does really well overall. I didn't experience any issues with this memory. And then when it came to overclocking, I was able to bring this 6,000 megahertz kit all the way up to, I believe, 7,200 megahertz without even touching the timings or the voltage. It just worked, which is pretty crazy to bring that, you know, up that high without having to do anything.
It's selecting that speed and it works.
Yeah, just select. Awesome. No issues there with overclocking. And then you can kind of see how it tracks. You know, here's our normal speed and then with it overclocked. And this was completely stable too, which is really impressive. So, you know, you could buy the 6,000 megahertz kit and run it at 7,200 megahertz, no problem. And again, it all depends on your system and what you're running. But with our 13900K, I mean, it did quite well. So really good kit from Patriot. Like I said, there wasn't much that I didn't like about it. I gave it a 9 out of 10. Just when it comes to the 6,000 megahertz default timing, it is kind of low for a DDR5 kit. Again, we saw Patriot's own other kit that was 7,200 megahertz. You know, a lot of kits are coming in entry level or like 6,800 megahertz. So that's the only thing. But I think it is good. It's priced pretty well. $159.99 for the 48 gigabyte kit. So
yeah, definitely. I'm just so happy that memory has stayed as cheap as it has, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Memory and SSDs are pretty cheap these days, which is nice. Do you remember, it was like a couple years ago, we went to that time where like things were, it wasn't during like the pandemic, but it was like just when memory prices were just like so crazy high. And
well, wasn't there like some factory issues that
shut down for like a couple hours and it like
and caused it was like, all this screws everything up. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy how that works over there. But yeah, check out that. Like I said, probably one of my favorite kits that I reviewed from Patriot, and I reviewed a ton, so I really like those. Next we have a really interesting mouse from Lowfree. We reviewed one of their keyboards, their low profile keyboard, which I was a huge fan of. I actually still bust that thing out to do typing because it's that good. They emailed me about this and I was like, I don't know, but I was intrigued. So
it's very interesting looking.
I'll show it to you guys so you can see what it looks like. This is the mouse. And as you can see, those are keyboard style buttons.
Okay. I was gonna say, it looks like somebody put a shift and an enter key on a mouse.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about this, the entire mouse is PBT, which if you're familiar with keycaps, PBT, that's what you want. So the entire mouse is made of PBT, which actually feels really good. It's not like, it is small too. Like if you look at these two, like this is a Razer mouse. I mean, it's small, but I was actually surprised in that it wasn't like, it's not all that uncomfortable. Like I used it for a few days and it was not all that uncomfortable. It is wireless too, which is definitely nice. I think this is kind of like a novelty item, I would say. I can't see it being useful.
Super practical. Yeah.
It's heavy, right? So it's not going to be the gaming mouse. And I think that Lowfree dropped the ball because you see, you know, keycaps. Like, and what would you expect under those keycaps? Like, would you expect keyboard style switches?
I mean, in a mouse, usually not. No, you're usually
got
thin, but yes.
So that's where you just have regular style switches in here. Yeah. That's where I was a little bit disappointed. I was like, this is like the keyboard mouse, right? This is the keyboard mouse. And it needs to have keyboard switches and hot swappable.
You think so? Like that big of switches?
Yeah, and hot. Well, this mouse is small. Like they could have made this a little bit bigger and they could have put keyboard switches in here. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of room on the sides of that mouse wheel, like to, you know, for the axle and everything. So yeah, there's opportunity to put full size.
Yeah, so I was kind of disappointed at that. I do like, again, it's not all that uncomfortable. Like I said, it is wireless. It does come with a 2.4 gigahertz dongle, which is very easy. But it's 105 grams, which is not light by any means. And it has, again, if you look at this, like it has an interesting shape to it. Little thumb rest over here, you know. Yeah, there's like the front of it, very square. As you can see, type C for charging, you know.
This is like, it reminds me of the like first prototype mouse.
It is, like I said, it is comfortable. You wouldn't think, and I didn't think, but it was comfortable to use. I'd say that. Okay. They did send us some custom keycaps that they do sell with it. Yeah, they're pretty interesting. There's a bunch of, so they just sent us just the keycaps, but they also sell kits that come with keycaps as well as your palm rest would be designed like these as well. But the interesting thing is again, these keys, if you take them off, they're curved. Like if you can kind of see it here, like this section, they're curved to go over where the scroll wheel is. So you can't put your own keycaps on here. Like if you had like a ship key, like you said, or whatever, like they won't fit, which is kind of, again, disappointing there. One of the coolest things about this mouse, is the OLED screen, which is right here, which is on it, which looks amazing. That's cool. It shows your battery level. It shows you how you're connected. So it says, it's kind of hard to see, but it says 2.4 here. It shows your DPI level. And then you use the OLED screen. So like you turn the mouse on and then you hit this button right here, the long button. And then you hold that in and then you scroll on the wheel to select your DPI level, which is cool. Okay. So you can select your DPI level and set a custom one using the OLED screen. So I thought that was really cool about it. It's just, I don't see this mouse as being incredibly, again, like if you're a gamer, you're really not going to get this. It doesn't have any of the gaming features you would want. Right. If you're somebody like a productivity person, I would think something like, you know, like the Logitech MX Masters would be like what you'd want for, you know, productivity or something like that. And this thing is like, for what it is, it doesn't have a crazy sensor or anything like that in it. It's expensive. It's $70, which is decently expensive. I know it is kind of cool and it is, you know, interesting. It really goes well with their
I think it can look cool with like a certain aesthetic, but
yeah, they have it like with their, see how it matches their keyboard like perfectly.
Yes, right.
So like that would be the aesthetic you're kind of would be going for, but right. As a practical use, you know, I just, Yeah, it's cool. And again, it is comfortable. I was thinking I would hate it like completely, and I didn't. So it is something cool if you want to check it out. And I do think the OLED screen looks great on it too. You know what I mean?
I had a Cooler Master that kind of had the screen on the side, you know, for DPI, and you could put a custom image on there. Can you do anything custom with the screen?
No, there's no software with this or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So you can't do anything along those lines. Yeah. But overall, like I said, it's pretty cool. It's just $70, which is a lot.
Yeah.
For what it is. I mean, you can get a really nice gaming mouse for around the same price, you know, that's going to offer a lot more. So
they do have some cool keyboards, though.
Yeah, they do have some cool keyboards. We reviewed one of them, and I was a big fan. I do like the mouse. I think it's cool. It's just not something I would use on an everyday basis. You know what I mean? And then finally, our last review is what I'm sitting in, which is my new chair, which I'm absolutely in love with. This is the Odinlink Ergomax 747. I do have a review up on the YouTube channel of this if you want to check it out. I always say, and I think you've said this too, is beyond our computer and our monitor, the thing you should spend money on, especially if you're sitting in, like I sit all day, you know, working on the site and doing other stuff. You sit at work all day. You should invest in a good chair. And I think that's with the gaming chairs and even some of the other chairs, they're all kind of the same, you know, and they're not, especially the gaming chairs aren't really designed to help your body. They're just designed to look cool. And they're basically like a bucket seat. Most of them, there are some that are actually nice and are worth picking up, but most of them are kind of the same. So I think that, again, like investing in obviously your body is a good thing that you should be doing. So this chair is probably my favorite chair. I'm using it right now. I'm going to be using it from, this is going to be my chair. This is going to be my go-to chair from now on. It's super cool looking too. Obviously, you know, like all the chairs, it comes in pieces. But one of the big things about this is that the frame is not steel. It's aluminum.
I was going to say, it looked like a nice aluminum base.
Yeah,
the back of it was aluminum too.
Yeah, this
spine.
Yeah, this whole spine, and it's solid piece too. So this is all a solid piece, you know, and that makes it really easy to put together too. This was super simple to put together compared to like a gaming chair. But on top of that, it's just, again, the quality of the materials is there. Again, if you bought a gaming chair, especially if you bought like one that's like $150, which I have, the quality is but yeah, I mean, you have this aluminum, which not only, like I said, is great material, but it has this really nice finish to it that's just going to look amazing. And you can see it from the side. I mean, it looks awesome. And the big thing with this chair is this three section back here, which is really awesome. So you have all this comfort, which is actually very comfortable compared to a gaming chair too. This is a mesh, but it's, again, very comfortable. It like conforms to your body quite well. There's a ton of adjustment with this chair as well. So this bottom part is your lumbar. You can adjust this a bunch of different ways. The headrest right here, you can adjust it up or down, but you can also angle it forward and back. So you can see, you know, the headrest there, and then you can angle it up and back if you wanted to. It also has this bar on the back, which helps you like move it around. But on top of that, you know, if you are in an office setting, like you can hang a backpack or something like that on the back, purse, backpack. You can even put like a gaming headset back there if you wanted to.
Put your headset there.
But like there's like a backpack sitting on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is, again, pretty cool, I think. The armrests are 4D, which means you can move them up, down, front and back, and then you can angle them in or out. Very, you know, again, that's kind of standard. But the back of this, you can move it, the entire thing, you can move completely up and down, and it's so easy. It's super, super easy. to move it. And one of the coolest things about this chair too is they have this sort of system under it that, like, if you're doing any adjustment as far as like reclining back or moving, just moving the chair up and down, it has this sort of brakes, like this system that's like the same thing as like a brake on a bike. So I'm sure you've had chairs where like you hit the button and it's like jolty, it's just, or like,
yep.
This is so fluid. It's crazy how fluid it is. You know, and like, again, you have the buttons and those are connected to that whole system. So you can also move the bottom, like the base of the chair forward and back to, you know, set what you want. Like I said, you can move the back section of the chair up or down. You can also move the entire chair up and down as well to kind of pick what you want. You can also, the entire chair will recline up to 135 degrees. And what's nice about this is that you don't find this on many other chairs, is that the wrist rest will recline back with you. So this whole thing reclines back, whereas a lot of times in the chair, it's just the back that will go back, but the base stays the same, right? The base and the armrest will stay the same. The entire thing reclines back. So it's like a true recline. It's not like, again, a lot of chairs where just the back reclines. The entire thing will recline back, which is nice for just like relaxing and everything like that. Of course, this is all aluminum. Like I said, really nice, much larger wheels than like the other game or the gaming chairs that I have, much larger wheels. They do go pretty well on my carpet that I do have in this room. I really like this chair. It's expensive. It's not cheap. That's the only thing. I'm not sure if they're still running their sale. They did have a Black Friday sale, which we did point out. It was on sale for $779. Let's see if it's still the same price. Let's see, it is currently $779, but if you put in code Think Computers, you get another 12% off. So I think I already put it in my cart here. So if you put in code Think Computers, that brings it down to $685.52, which, again, we try to justify these prices, especially when it's, as some people say, just a chair. Again, this is something that you're investing your, it's your body. And it, once you use a chair like this, you'll notice the difference. Cause when I first started like having my own computer and I had like the $89 Office Max chair. Right. And then I moved up from that to like the gaming chair. And I was like, oh man, such a difference. Right. The gaming chair was nice. But then I got like a mid-level ergonomic chair that was like $300. And I was like, oh, wow, like this is the way to go, you know? And then I that's the chair that I've been using for like 4 or 5 years now, right? I've had that chair for a while. And then this was like, wow, this, because you never know when you get a chair. There's chairs that can be $1,000 and not be comfortable. And this, not only is it comfortable, you have the high quality materials, it's fluid as far as all the movements of the chair are incredibly fluid. And with this, you do get a 15-year warranty too. So
that's quite a bit out of a chair.
So if you think of your chair, I mean, all the chairs that I've had haven't, I've switched them out before that time period, but again, I've had some that have worn out in a couple years too. So 15-year warranty on this, it's definitely worth checking out. If you're in the market for a chair, I think it's a solid choice. Check out our YouTube video. It is in the article if you want to check it out. But we had, like I said, I have a video where you can see all the movements. You can see me move around in the chair and see the different parts of the chair if it's something that you might be interested in. But I thought it was cool. And like I said, it's, you know, when you invest in something like that, it's going to last you a long time. So it's like, you know, if you take that, what, 685 divided by 15, I don't know what that is, but it's not a ton if you think about it. But like I said, check out the review. Really glad that this is my new chair. I'm like super comfortable. Not that I wasn't uncomfortable before, but it's like, it's like having like, you know, like your first kind of like crappy car, and then like you buy like the nicer car and you're like, oh, this is what it's nice, you know, this is what luxury feels like, you know. So that's kind of what it felt like. So check that out. We'll move on from there to Case Mod Friday. And I wanted your opinion on this one because I like it. I'm not sure if Ryan will like it. I think Ryan will like it. This is another wooden theme build. And this one is called Gold Tubing PC. It's by MXC Builds. We featured his other wooden build before. Sort of very small form factor, sort of like the Meshalicious case kind of thing. Yeah, what do you think about it? All kind of like wooden it. Custom case. I'm not sure if he made these or these are the EK wooden. Remember, because EK does have that line. I'm not sure about that, but
yeah, I like this. I like the cutouts, like the angled pieces on the back there and on the front. A lot of times,
like this too. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Look at all those cable combs, or are they channels? They almost look like channels.
I think they are. Well, it's
like a 3D printed channel.
I think it's a channel in the cable. I don't know if the cable combs are built in. I guess they might be. Yeah, it looks like they're built into the channel. That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
Very nice.
Yeah, custom.
Well, and the thing is, if you know, with like 3D printing, and I don't know if you did 3D print it, but with 3D printing, you could make it that channel exactly how you want it, right? To fit the exact spots you want it to go. Yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
It almost looked like the radiator mounts, the way it was mounted. Those brackets look kind of custom too. See that angled?
Yeah. And you can kind of tell it looks like it's 3D printed.
It looks like it could be.
Yeah. No, I really like this one. Like all the little accents pieces that are on like the motherboard here. The cutouts, you know, the custom fan grill here on the power supply. It just all goes to like this wood aesthetic, which I really, really like. The chrome here, you know, the clear coolant. Yeah, man, I like this.
And yeah, there's definitely some 3D printed.
Super parts. Small and compact too. Take us to a LAN party, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be pretty nice. I like he 3D printed some pieces to go over the fan cabling on the radiator. It's just like one of the pictures shows it. Keep going. There's a closer one. See that? Stuff right on the side?
Those are
3D printed pieces.
Yeah,
it looks good.
Yeah, it's super. Cool. The thing I was so surprised, again, these small form factor systems, like to have it be this clean is pretty impressive, right? Where you can just like, you know, you can see the little end of the cable. You can see the little end of the cable. Like it's very well taken care of. And again, in this case, it's not like you have a backside where you're going to hide a lot of those cables because the backside has your graphics card and there's
open as well. Yep.
Yeah. So really cool. Really, shout out to MXC Builds. Really cool one there. And of course, we have our full section of Case Mod Friday builds if you want to go ahead and check those out. And then we do it every month. Well, we're starting to do it every month again. We hadn't done it for a while.
If that one made you feel bad about your build, these will make you feel better.
Yeah, we always say this is the time of the month where you feel better about your PC setup. And we've all had bad PC setups in the past. So this might bring back some memories. This could, you know, just make you feel better.
One of your computers. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be somebody watching the podcast. This could be some of your computers. So this is our worst PC setups of November, of course, where we find these crazy PC setups. So we'll go through these. This is somebody playing on one of those little portable PCs.
You got to share your screen.
Oh, hey, I got to share my screen. So this is somebody playing on one of their little portable. That's like they say. That's how they play.
It looks
Fortnite.
Like the little PS Vita or whatever those things were.
Yeah. So that's not great. There's this one. Looks like a little home theater PC over here.
Something. Yeah.
TV monitor. Little table here with the keyboard and mouse. I mean, not horrible. There's this one. A really old monitor. There's their PC.
A little Optiplex action there.
Yeah. This one's just
terrible.
You just need a bigger desk or put this on the ground or over here or something. Yeah. But not terrible. This one, it looks like this is like a lot of these are like, oh, I just moved. You know, I haven't set anything up, but this is on the ground. The monitor box is your mouse pad it appears, and then whatever that is your keeper.
And it looks like the back fan is like facing them, so you're getting this hot air blown at your face.
Yeah, like, that's kind of funny. God, this is in somebody's basement, which actually this is like the start of like a nice
setup. This is like a garage.
Yeah, garage. That's what I mean. Yeah, it's like the setup of like a nice setup of eventually, right? You mount this on the wall. You clean this up a little bit. It'll be nice, I think. This just that monitor gives me a headache just looking at it. What is this?
That's got to be just an old picture, right? Because that's an old HP keyboard. I used to have those at work.
Not sure. And
that's like in the living room too, right?
Yeah,
like you got the couches back there.
Huh. Very much in the living room.
A lot of CDs. Sure. Yeah.
This one's fun.
This one cracks me up.
This is a laptop. And if you guys can see, if you guys bring up the video, if you guys are listening to this on audio, but he has the laptop, the like where the keyboard is ripped off. So there's no keyboard. And then he has I don't even know what this heatsink would be from.
But maybe another laptop? I don't know.
He has a massive heatsink with a heat pipe going outside the laptop to keep it cool, apparently. And then he looks like he has another heatsink over here that looks like it's from
a chipset
heatsink on this laptop to get it to run. That's hilarious. That's really funny, actually. Yeah,
looks like Jim was saying that it looks like his setup in the smoke shack. I'm guessing that's his the one that looked like it was out in the garage.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. This one's not horrible, but it is a small little setup. This is like a TV tray kind of thing, and they have like the little gaming pad with their laptop, and the laptop's on a cooling.
You know what? It also shows the ingenuity and dedication that people have to be like, I've got a game. I've got a game now. Like,
yeah,
this is what I'm going to deal with.
This is what you got to deal with. So,
okay, this is a modern one. The screen's broken.
The screen's busted. So if you guys, the screen's broken. The screen is on two boxes where this looks like the box is falling in on this side, but that's where he has his mouse, and the mouse is on a notepad. This one's hilarious, but look, it's like that HP Omen.
That. Yeah.
Get it. Maybe they were just moving, you know, like maybe,
yeah, maybe.
And the monitor got broken in the move, and maybe that's it.
Yeah. Hopefully. Now
let's go to the second page here. See if there's any.
These are so fun to look at.
It just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So this one's interesting because this is three monitors.
Yeah.
But the thing is interesting is this is a heater. I used to live in an apartment that had one of these. These get really hot, and they have the monitor on top of it, so that can't be safe by any means. But three different size monitors, which is pretty interesting. This one's really funny. This is
no way.
This is a little. They have the webcam on there and everything.
Little RF like RF adapter or something to get the signal into that thing.
Oh my gosh. I have no clue, but that's
funny.
This one's just again Xbox and the PC's down there. It's just like looks like a kid's room. This one's in somebody's laundry room, and they set up a little desk in there to play games, which, hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yep.
This is just, I just found this chair, and I said, man, like, again, we were just talking about how good it is. It's nice to have a nice, you know, computer chair. This would not be comfortable for hours.
I think it's just ready to snap.
Yeah, that too. It's just on its last leg. This one's somebody's DDR setup, like in either a basement or a garage. So with the laptop there and then the actual DDR pad, I always wanted one of those. Remember you could buy the nice like metal DDR pad.
I used to hang out at the arcade and play that.
Yeah, I was really good at it too.
Oh my gosh.
We used to have like LAN parties and people would bring these like really nice setups, and I'd always be like first or second place in the tournament we would have. I was good at it. Yeah. It's all memorization. Like once you memorize the thing, it's very much memorization. Yeah. But yeah, that's a pretty cool setup, I think. This one is the server in the living room. So they have a full Blade server here with their monitor and keyboard.
I mean, I haven't done it in the kitchen, but I've had a server just laying on the floor before.
You know, yeah.
Just get it up and running.
And this one is just, yeah, little table set up here, older PC with the monitor on top. So this one's not as horrible. And then this one's funny. So this one's somebody doing the, you know, their laptop. They've taken these shelves off of, so these wire shelves off something, put the laptop on there so they could either work or do whatever while they're, you know, doing their run or walk. I've been thinking about getting a under desk treadmill.
Oh, I've been just thinking about a treadmill, period.
I know. I just want an under desk one that I can.
Oh my god!
This one, this is the bathroom, and the comment the comment on this one was this. It says for the next 3 months. That's what they said. So I don't know why they're in the bathroom, but yeah, this is the bathroom. You can see the sink in the back here, you know, and the toothbrushes and stuff. But this is like a whole gaming setup in the bathroom. The thing is,
there's like, I mean, the mic's on the arm, which is fine. But then behind that, there's like a tripod over there. So they've got like lighting probably. So yeah, are they like streaming in the bathroom?
We have to find out who this streamer is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, they're all set up, ready to go. And they have this like, that can't be comfortable either, whatever this is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, overall, but yeah, that's what you got to do sometimes. You got to get up and running, you know.
Yeah,
but they said for the next 3 months, so maybe they're doing like construction on their like office or something like that, you know. So that's funny, but that is our worst PC setups for November. Of course, check back next month, we'll have the ones for December, but always fun to look at because we would hope your PC setup is better than some of those. Just hope. Moving on from there, we are doing our biggest giveaway of the year. At least I think we did give away a laptop over the summer.
This one's pretty good too, though.
Yeah, so this is about, you know, we gave away a laptop from Lenovo over the summer, but this is our graphics card giveaway. So we're giving away a MSI GeForce RTX 4070 Ventus 3X. That is the MSRP model, or it runs at all stock speeds and all that. But we got it into review, and I figure let's bring some holiday cheer. So we're going to give that away. So this is going to be running for 1 month. Just like all of our contests, we have the little Gleam widget. You go through it. There's a bunch of different ways to enter, but I have just added a secret code to the giveaway, and the secret code will give you 3 more entries into the contest. So for this week, the secret code is HOLIDAY23, all caps, and like HOLIDAY and then the number 23. So if you want 3 more entries into this contest, that is the secret code. So once you enter your email and stuff, it will ask, I think it's all the way at the bottom, it will say enter the secret code, and it's, again, HOLIDAY23, all caps. And that's the secret code for 3 more entries. And then next week we'll have another secret code for all you guys who listen to the podcast or watch the podcast, give you some extra entries. So hopefully you can, hopefully you can win. So yeah, this is running for a month. So by the end of December, we'll have that, and I'll try to get it shipped out before we go away to CES in January. So, you know, get you some, we'll get you a new RTX 4070 before they announce the RTX 4070 Super. It'll be perfect.
Hey, you know what? Free card is a free card.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. With these new super cards, it is expected that most of these cards, you know, we're expected to see at least an RTX 4080 Super, RTX 4070 Ti Super, and an RTX 4070 Super. Now, from everything that we've heard, the RTX 4080 Super and the RTX 4070 Ti Super will essentially replace the previous card. So the way it works is they'll stop producing 4080s, right? When the Supers come out, they'll stop, you know, then there'll be like so many left and then they're gone, right? There'll be no more 4080s. It appears that for the 4070 Super, the 4070 and 4070 Super will exist together. They won't be essentially discontinuing the 4070, which is interesting. So it makes you wonder how big of a difference in performance are we seeing between, is there that much of a difference between the two cards that they're both going to remain in the channel?
You would think that's why, hopefully.
Yeah, so we'll that's kind of interesting, something that we'll be tracking as it gets closer to CES time when we get all the details on this. But that's kind of the latest RTX 40 Super Series rumors that we have.
Maybe maybe a little more clarification on some of that or verification before we see them, but it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, also something that's kind of interesting and something that's kind of wild and out there. We did talk about that Asus, I think it was a 4060 Ti that had the M.2 slot on it. And of course, the real application for that M.2 slot is for storage, right? You have an older system, might not have that. But you know what you can do with an M.2 slot?
I do.
You can get an M.2 to, what is it, Express? What is it, M.2 to...
I forget the name of the...
The connector, but you can basically, so what Asus did, just to demo this, so here's the RTX 4060 Ti with the M.2. They have the M.2 connected to a 4090. So this is what the setup looks like.
It's so funny.
And it works. It works.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just passing that through.
Passing that through. Though. Yeah, they just did it just to show you. But yeah, this is what it looks like with the little connector there. I mean, yeah, you can do stuff like that. It is an M.2 slot. There's a bunch of M.2 adapters that you could do fun things with this. But yeah, that was kind of funny. If you want to check out the video, we have it linked as well, but it shows you all what you can do and yeah, all that. So pretty cool. Just something fun too. It's like, you know, this is like the actual company having fun with it. Like it's not just some random person, which is kind of cool. So yeah, that was pretty cool. So we've been hearing, we didn't talk about it all that much. We've been hearing about an RTX 4090 ban. So they're going to supposedly ban the RTX 4090 in China. I'm not actually sure why. Maybe cut down on crypto mining. I'm not sure.
Think it's for AI, I think, to reduce their capacity for AI,
yeah, or something, you know. Yeah, I haven't really researched it all that much, and Dell put out this thing where they're not shipping 4090 systems with 4090s anymore to China, so that's where we've heard all this. So it already looks like people in China are hard at work repurposing 4090s. So the first story we have here is they're turning our gaming RTX 4090s that are set to be banned or outlawed into these smaller cards that are the blower style cards. So you can see them all packaged here, and this is what the end result looks like. And you know how big a 4090, like a gaming card, is. Like they've shrunk them down to something that's a blower style,
a little over two slot. Yeah,
a two slot little card. So that's kind of what they're doing. To get, again, they need these, I assume what Ryan said is accurate, for the AI capabilities and to power all these things. So that's one of the things that's going on. The second thing is actually it's even more in depth than that. They're taking older RTX 3080s and AMD RX 580s, and they're upgrading the memory on them, on both of those, and then repackaging them. So they're taking an RTX 3080 and putting 20 gigs of memory on it. So they're doing that, and then they're taking the RX 580s and putting, instead of 8 gigs, they're upgrading them to 16 gigs. All things that you can technically do with both of these cards. It's just a lot of work, but that's what they're doing as well. To upgrade these cards to make them more capable for AI. So that's what they're...
Yeah, we've run a couple stories in the past of, you know, people doing the memory upgrades on some of these cards. So
yeah,
it's just expanding out to, instead of kind of a novelty, you know, just because you can type of use, now there's an actual practical use for it.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy what's happening with that RTX 4090 ban. It's very interesting. But we will have more, probably more stories as things come along for it, but pretty cool, I think. pretty interesting, like the ways to get around the bands and all that kind of stuff. So, but also talking about NVIDIA, if you were going to purchase an RTX 40 series graphics card, you're now going to get free PC Game Pass and GeForce Now Priority for 3 months. So nice little, you know, add on. If you decide to pick up we always like these, but both AMD and NVIDIA have done these for a while, but it's nice. So this is RTX 4090, 4080, 4070 Ti, 4070, 4060 Ti, or 4060. So it goes down the entire spectrum of the 40 series. So
that's a good way to pick one up. Try out that Game Pass.
Yeah. Yeah. If you picked one up, or like especially there were some decent Black Friday deals and stuff like that. So if you pick one up, make sure you get in on this because it's free. It's worth, like Ryan said, it's worth checking out. You get it free for 3 months. So pretty cool there. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, this external GPU. It did launch officially, the 1X GPU, basically like a little PC almost kind of, but it's like just like a little graphics card. $599, world's first portable eGPU with built-in storage. So we talked about this. This would kind of be like your docking station when you get home. It has your games already on it with the storage, and then you have all your ports, and you connect it, you know, with the Oculink port or you know, any of the other ports that you can run on it. But this is really good for, again, low power, like non-dedicated GPU laptops that have the connection, or those portable gaming devices like your Steam Deck or your Lenovo Go, or what's the ROG Ally. You come home, you have more powerful GPU to run things. I mean, you can see, I mean, this is the Steam Deck that they're using for it, but yeah, it's super easy to do and connect everything. You can see, you know, what that application would kind of look like. But yeah, $599. Here's another application you can kind of see set up there on like a tablet or whatever, you know. So yeah, pretty cool. I like we saw this like maybe 10 years ago with like the first external GPUs, but it's just like it wasn't done. Like this is like, we've seen the external GPU enclosures. They're big. You have to buy your own graphics card. You have to do it. This is all enclosed unit. And I really like that. I like that it's completely all enclosed.
And it's not just a GPU. It's got all those extra, you know, connectivity options.
Yeah, that too. Nice. I definitely like that. And again, it doesn't require like all that. It's just like small. Like you can't take like, I mean, I guess you could take like an eGPU with you like on the road, but like this can, like you can put this in your, you know, in your luggage, like no problem. It's not all that big. So
like, so you got a nice, or a work laptop, and then you just slap this thing on work trips and
get some gaming going on. So talking about gaming, our last four stories are all gaming related. First thing is that Steam has a new update that will show which games have native support for DualShock and DualSense controllers. This might not seem like a big deal, but like I remember I bought the Steam controller way back when it first launched. Like I bought it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but like having games that you wanted to play, but like they weren't mapped for the Steam controller, and like programming it was just a pain. Yeah. It was such a pain. So now, like obviously the two most popular controllers, you know, are like Xbox and the PlayStation controllers. Now Steam will show you which games already are compatible, you know, and have like the native support for it. So you don't have to go in and like remap everything or anything like that. It's all good to go. So I like that. That's definitely convenient. Just makes it easier. You know, if you're like, oh, do I want this fighting game or do I want this fighting game? Oh, this one, you know, has the profiles for the controller I already have. Like, it's going to save me time. I'll just pick this one up instead. Just makes it easier. So I definitely like that. I think we've talked about this before. Have you played the Witcher games before?
I got the Witcher 3 with my GTX 970, and I played maybe an hour of it. It's just not my style. Like, It looked good, like, at the time.
And that still game looks good. Has had a very long lifespan.
Yeah, very.
Very, very long lifespan. So
probably not quite 10 years, but at least 8.
Yeah, it's been a while. So that game is made by CD Projekt Red, same people who made Cyberpunk as well. It's apparently half of their studio is working on the next iteration of The Witcher, which kind of makes sense. It's probably one of their biggest IPs, and I think a lot of people are...
It's got a TV show.
Yeah.
There's all sorts
only,
of properties.
I only watched like one episode of the TV show. I probably should watch the rest
of it.
It's different when you're like, because again, I really never played the game. So I think if I actually played the game, I'd be much more into the TV show for sure. So, but yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm excited for it. I always like these new games that like, and I assume it's like CD Projekt Red, like they'll definitely push the boundaries when it comes to graphics and stuff like that too. So I'll definitely be excited for that as well. GTA 6, no announcement yet. According to the latest rumors, the announcement will be
a couple days away, right?
Yeah. December 3rd, man.
It's coming up.
I asked you this and we talked about this. What are they going to announce? Like, what are they going to say? What is your prediction of what they're going to say?
I think they'll give us, they may give us, because we know it's coming. So they're not going to say, all right, guess what? We've been working on a game and it's GTA 6. Yeah, we know. I feel like they're going to give us a date, a release date.
Okay. I have this weird thing in my head that I'm like, yeah.
And it's available now?
Or like, it will be available next week. You want that to be the case.
Ooh, yeah.
But I just don't think they could keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, December 3rd is like coming up. And like,
and it's not, that's a Sunday, which is interesting that they're making an announcement on a Sunday.
Well, this is rumor. This is not official.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what if they're like, yeah, it's Sunday. You can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
But like you
I would guess think, I'm sick on Monday.
You would think somebody at Best Buy or GameStop would be like, if it's available
we'd see
Monday.
A picture of the packaging, right? Something.
Yeah, something. So I really want that to be the case. But I really think they're going to be like, yeah, we've been working on GTA 6. Here's a trailer that what the game's going to be about. Expect it in a year.
Yeah.
I think
maybe
that's going to be the case. Oh, we didn't. I didn't write a story on it, but I was really excited for Warhammer Space Marine 2. That was supposed to come out this time. It's been delayed till next year. So kind of bummed about that. So, but yeah, this GTA's. Yeah, if it's like available in December, I don't think I'm getting a lot of work done. We'll see.
Cool would that be though? But what if they did like something where they're like, all right, we know this will be expensive, but let's get it all manufactured. It doesn't ship to any distributors until like the day before. They're like, we are going to spend a lot of money to like keep it in house and then distribute all at once. You know what I mean? To just be this huge surprise.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening, but
I think you really want them to just like, you know, it's been a rough year, the economy is crappy, like let's finish out 2023 strong. You'll get GTA 6 December 4th. Like that would be ideal. I think that would be
like gonna crash the internet with everybody downloading it.
Yeah, it would be awesome. So but I think we'll see it a year. Well, you know, it'll be like a year if not longer with delays and things like that, you know what I mean? So who knows.
It'd be cool if we got a demo. Remember when we used to get game demos?
I remember I remember going to like the grocery store, and this is back when like the grocery store had like magazines, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you get the demo disc.
Yeah, I remember like seeing like, because I had like $5 or whatever, and I was just like, you would go see what demos were on the CD, and be like, oh, I'm buying this one because I want to play this demo. That was the good life back then.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it was.
Well, talking about it, if you want to pick up a free game, Assassin's Creed Syndicate is available for free. I'm a huge fan of Assassin's Creed games. This game came out all the way back in 2015, but it is free. If you download, I think it's the Ubisoft Connect. If you have any Ubisoft games before they get to Steam, they're on like Ubisoft for like the first 6 months typically. If you have that launcher, I have it for like Far Cry games and I think Watch Dogs. Division.
Division.
Yeah, Division as
well. There's a new Division game coming out too.
Yeah.
A free to play. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can pick this up. It's free right now till December 6th. So pick it up. It's free. Add it to your library and then you have it. It's not like you have to play it right away, but it is free. So pick it up if you have that launcher because, like I said, it is free. So that is.
Grab it right now.
Yeah. That is it for our news this week. Coming up next week, we have some new DDR5 memory from Lexar. And this stuff is actually quite nice looking as well. It's black and gold. I always like black and gold. But this is their Thor OC DDR5 memory. They don't have like big pictures on here on their website, but it matches the Pro Art builds from Asus quite well. There's like no big pictures. Like you can't click on these for some reason. But yeah, I'll have that. Well, I'll have good pictures that you guys can see of this memory. So excited to take a look at that next week. Also, taking a look, I should have brought it over here because I have it. It's so small. This is the new Crucial X10 portable SSD, USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. It is tiny. Like it's like a little square. Like it's really, really small. I'll be bringing this to CES. So I'm excited about that. But it's like, I don't know if that gives you an idea of how small it is, but it's very, very small. Portable SSD. I love portable storage. This is their latest iteration for everybody who needs the fast portable storage. So yeah, that is what we have coming up next week. Of course, at the end of every episode, we started doing it probably like a month ago. We do our question of the week. And I didn't ask you at the start of the podcast, just because I was going to ask you this question, is one, did you buy anything for Black Friday this year?
No.
This is the first year I didn't buy anything. I usually like stock up on like I take supplements like protein powder and like stuff like that, vitamins, things like that. But like I bought all that stuff during the Prime Day.
Yeah, yeah, because it was like a month or two ahead of Black Friday, which was
weird. Yeah. So I bought all that stuff then. I was like, I really don't need like 20 pounds of protein. Like I have a bunch.
Yeah, I was contemplating buying some SSDs for that server build that I did.
Yeah.
Right. To upgrade some of that storage. I just didn't. I don't know.
I did see that those are probably the best deals when it came to PC hardware, where like the SSD deals were the best out of everything. Some of the stuff was like not like a whole. I saw somebody, this was, I forget what store it was. It might have been at Micro Center or something, where it was like $2 off a graphics card. We posted it on social media.
It was a Best Buy tag, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It was $2 off. I saw that. I was like, are you gotta be kidding me?
Yeah. So there wasn't a ton of deals. A little bit. Like if you were like looking, like if you were wanting to build a PC, there were some deals. There were some CPU deals. We posted a bunch of stuff. You know, there were some good Ryzen deals and things like that. But I think the best thing were the SSDs, especially like Gen 4 SSDs were like really, there were some really great discounts. There were some really good displays on sale too. If, again, you were in the market for like that display, it was cheaper than it had normally been. But yeah, I didn't buy a single thing. Cause like I said, usually I'll buy, like I said, like stuff for around the house, like toilet paper or whatever, cause it's super cheap. But like, again, I bought all that stuff during the Prime Day, so right. I didn't get anything for Black Friday. But that brings me to the actual question. That wasn't the question of the week. The actual question of the week, and we sort of kind of talked about this when it came to the game launches and stuff like that, but when was the last time you went out shopping on Black Friday, and what did you buy? because again, we've changed. There was like some there's like some store, like, you know, like back in the day, like open the doors and it'd be like a million people running in.
I saw that, and the one guy like there
was like
in.
Yeah, there was like the one guy. Yeah, so
I saw that.
When was the last time you went out for Black Friday?
It's probably been a long time, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I mean, probably before we even had kids, so like 10 plus years. And I we bring this up, I don't know if it's every year, you know, but I feel like we've talked about it before. It used to be like early 2000s is when I got into Black Friday, because it was like, you know, these websites would get a, someone would leak the ad, like the print ad. And so you knew the deals were.
I knew the guy who ran bfads.net.
Like, so those sites, right, they'd get these ad scans and they'd be up on the site and you're like, okay, so these are the things, and you could like plan out what you were getting where ahead of time, and nobody else really knew, you know, until like they read the paper Thanksgiving morning, and then they've got to scramble to figure out their plan. But the other cool thing was you could, it was, this was before they started making like unique products for Black Friday, it was like you could go buy that thing that was going to be on sale like a week before, right? So you get it, and then Saturday after Black Friday, you go in and say, hey, I just bought this earlier in the week, and then you guys put it on sale. Can I get the refund for the amount? Right. Yeah. So you don't have to deal with the crowd. You got it ahead of them. So that, like, now that that doesn't exist anymore, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. I think
I have no idea when the last time I went.
And
out
I was think though. That the it was at, like, a lot of, especially back in the day, it was like worth. It was like if you needed like a laptop, if you needed a laptop or you needed a TV, like it was worth going through the crowds to get those things because they were heavily discounted. Yeah. There was something, it was like really big on TikTok and I think Instagram, where like somebody was at Target and like they were pulling the things, like the, like, you know, they have like the, oh, this is the Black Friday deal, like in the store, and they're like pulling it out, and like the normal price was the same as the Black Friday price. You know, I think that there is no crazy like doorbusters so much anymore.
I think the doorbuster is just like the quantities available. It's like, well, if you want one, like it's a decent price. Well, you've only got five, right?
That's now, that was the thing too, was like you had to go early if you wanted it. Cause like, yeah, the, you know, whatever the TV deal was, they had like 10, right? You know?
So not only was it a good deal, it was like, they only had a few of them. So, and online shopping, I think, has changed a lot, right? Like, so many of these companies are like, we don't have to deal, and our people at the stores don't have to deal with the craziness.
Yeah.
We can just ship them out. And
I'm, the last time that I went out for Black Friday, I went out like later in the day. Like, I didn't wake up early and I bought a printer. And it was $25. It was $25 because I needed a printer at the time. Yeah. It was just cheap. That's the last time I remember going out on Black Friday. I don't even remember the last time that I woke up early. I did work in retail, so like I was typically working that day way back in the day. So, but I do remember, like, again, it was craziness. Like the malls were crazy, like things were crazy.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no Black
Friday. I mean, I definitely remember getting up and doing that stuff and just like going through the crowds. I know one year I bought like a Palm Pilot for myself, you know, on Black Friday. Did I ever use it? No.
That's the thing that's changed too, is that, you know, Black Friday used to be Black Friday, like that was it, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then we did morph into Cyber Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had like a lot of like the more like consumer electronics stuff were like Black Friday, and then the computer deals were always Cyber Monday. And now we have like Black Friday week, like all the Amazon deals were like Black Friday week, like it just started on Monday, and like all the stores did the same thing. So it's like there's really no,
well, and then you have Small Business Saturday that's right after Black Friday.
Yeah, so it's like there's no real I just don't think there's any, like, yeah, stuff's on sale, you're gonna get a deal probably depending on where you, like, you know, if you're looking for something you could probably find a deal, but there's no, like, there's no real excitement like, wow, I have to get this, right? Like, you know, you could put something in your cart and be like, ah, it's, you know, it's like $10 off. It's not, you know.
Shinny said he got a TV for half off, but that's because he bought half a TV. It was like cut in half.
It just seems, I mean, there's like
some good deals. Like, I was in Target a week before Black Friday or something, walking by like just down an aisle, and they had TVs lined up already for sale, you know, and the prices, like, don't get me wrong. I was like, I don't need a TV, but these are pretty decent prices. It feels
I mean, like I said, I think it's just, it's not what it used to be. It's like one of those things that, like, again, you know, you're like, your kids, you know, will like not, you know, be able, like, they won't understand what Black Friday really is.
Right.
Oh no. It's like the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much it for the podcast this week. I want to, of course, thank everybody for coming out. Jim was in the chat. Of course, we had Shane in the chat. And everybody that listens later, we definitely appreciate you as well. Next week. Wait, is it next week? I gotta look at my calendar here. Yeah, next week we will, at least I believe, we'll have a special guest on the podcast talking about some really cool products. So we will have that coming up next week. So definitely stay tuned for that. Also, if for some reason, if you are listening to this now, go back in the podcast and get the special code for the giveaway. And we'll be doing the same thing next week. We'll be letting you know what the special code is so you can get more entries into the giveaway and keep on checking back. Cause like, I might just like add something else that you can do to get more entries in. You want, you know, you guys to get as many entries in as you can. So you can, like I said, get this GPU. So if GTA 6 comes out, you'll have a brand new GPU to play it on, which I don't think will happen. So, but yeah, guys, thanks everybody for coming out. We definitely appreciate everybody. Now we will be over on Twitch after this. If you do want to watch, Ryan always has that stream up. That is twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Like I said, Ryan will have that stream up over there playing some Apex Legends with Shinny, at least I think. So we will be over there. But until next week, we will catch everybody later.